Gurnett News. I'm Jason Taylor. A group of anti-abortion activists demonstrated outside Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill's Springfield office yesterday afternoon to criticize her record on the issue. The news leader reports students from Ozarks Bible Institute in Neosho joined speakers from the anti-abortion activist group Susan B. Anthony List for the rally. Meanwhile, McCaskill thinks Missouri could be hobbled by a provision in the Republican tax plan to nearly double the standard deduction. Republican State Treasurer Eric Schmidt says the projected $900 million loss in state tax collections the provision would bring could be offset by economic growth. Given that the state has a $9 billion general revenue budget, McCaskill says Schmidt's claim is far-fetched.
Out of a $9 billion general revenue number, a $1 billion growth, I mean, I'm trying to do the number in my head, but I'm pretty sure that is a growth level that is unrealistic.
During a Wednesday conference call with reporters, McCaskill wouldn't say whether she would vote against the Republican tax plan. St. Louis-based Monsanto and numerous groups, including two from Missouri, have filed a lawsuit against the state of California. Pat Curtis explains.
The litigation is aimed at stopping California from requiring cancer warnings on products containing the weed killer glyphosate. The state added the main ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup herbicide to its list of cancer-causing chemicals in July and will require that products containing glyphosate carry warnings by July of 2018. Monsanto and groups representing corn, soy, and wheat farmers reject the claim that glyphosate causes cancer. They say California's action was based on a highly controversial and deeply flawed finding by the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer, which concluded in 2015 that glyphosate was probably carcinogenic. One of the plaintiffs says California's warning is unconstitutional and would result in higher food costs. The Missouri Farm Bureau and the State Chamber of Commerce have joined the lawsuit.
A bobcat was poached out of season in northern Missouri. The State Department of Conservation says the cat was shot last weekend before bobcat hunting season, which started yesterday. The news leader reports it was shot by a man who was driving down the road with a suspended license and invalid license plates. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley says Alabama U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore should drop out if he cannot provide rock-solid evidence that sexual misconduct allegations against Moore are true. Four women claim the Republican pursued them while the women were teenagers and Moore was in his 30s. One of the women says sexual contact was involved.
I think the president is right about this, that the judge certainly has the right to defend himself and to come forward with what he believes are the facts.
Missouri Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, who Hawley is running to unseat, says Moore has damaged his credibility with shifting stories and should immediately step aside. You'll find more news, sports, and weather at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.